This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, one thing we know, if a trained assassin is so good at his job that they call him the Baba Yaga, and if that guy has a dog that he loves, it probably ain't a good idea to kill that dog, because that act of canine violence is what set into motion the never-ending pile of bodies that have accumulated in the John Wick saga that now has reached trilogy status with John Wick 3 Parabellum. It all started with revenge, and now it's about Wick's survival. And Keanu Reeves is once again the Natalie attired killing machine, and who is better at high-speed, high-value violence than him? Why just shoot a guy in the head when you can stab him between the eyes and maybe toss a hatchet into his chest, too? It's all a beautiful, bloody ballet of well-choreographed carnage that uses knives, guns, and lethal library books in places like hallways, libraries, a warehouse, a private club, over rain-splattered streets and bridges, on motorcycles, and even a horse. All perform with speed and agility that makes these movies as entertaining as they are. And Wick 3 has got some of the best stuff of the whole series. Now, does this no-stop action get monotonous after a while? Maybe, but then all of a sudden heads start getting smashed through glass multiple times and you sit there and you go, oh wow, that was cool. Now what's the plot? Well, every contract killer, samurai ninja, and hapless henchman in New York wants to kill Wick because there's a $14 million bounty on his head and not even Ian McShane can do anything about it. So the chase is on, and just try getting a reservation in a New York City morgue, pal. Well, he does get some help from Angelica Houston, who runs a dance school with heavily armed muscle, and Halle Berry, who he runs into in Casablanca. Don't ask, but she's a kindred soul because her security are two crotch-chomping devil dogs who are quite the canine tandem. Now, if you've never seen a Wick movie, you know, don't worry. It's easy to jump on board. And if you're a fan, while Wick is running around getting more and more bloodstains on his suit and you start getting worried about his current pup, well, I say don't worry, because that very handsome Pitt is the only one in this movie who's safe. Wick sees to that. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, those are at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.